Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
I'm here, Loretta. We have someone else on the line?
Yeah, you can't see?
I'm asking who it is, Loretta.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
You sound like Mama.
That's hilarious. I look like her sometimes, too.
We have someone else on the line?
Auntie Karen.
Oh, hi, Auntie Karen.
Yeah.
Hey, just me, you, and Loretta so far.
No, it's not Angela. I have a whole list of people.
Well, I don't see them. You better click them in.
Well, let me go ahead and click them in then. Good evening, Auntie Dot.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Okay. Good evening. Is this Daniel or Kira?
Kira.
That's Kira, 6935. Good evening.
Good evening.
Sister Shirley?
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
You have a list of the calls now?
I'm writing them down, but no. It's only showing me three.
Good evening, Mom, Dad.
Good evening.
Good evening, good Auntie evening. Janet.
Good evening.
Okay, we're experiencing a little technical difficulties. I'll go ahead and pick up reading in Exodus 9:13. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Get up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh and tell him, 'Jehovah, the God of the Hebrews, says, let my people go to worship me. This time I am going to send a plague that will really speak to you and your servants and to all the Egyptian people and prove to you there is no other God in all the earth. I could have killed you by now, but I didn't, for I wanted to demonstrate my power to you and to all the earth. So you still think you are so great, do you, and defy my power and refuse to let my people go? Well, tomorrow, about this time, I will send a hailstorm across the nation such as there has never been since Egypt was founded. Quick, bring in your cattle from the fields, for every man and animal left out in the field will die beneath the hail. Some of the Egyptians, terrified by this threat, brought their cattle and slaves in from the field. But those who had no regard for the word of Jehovah left them out in the storm. Then Jehovah said to Moses, "Point your hand towards heaven and cause the hail to fall throughout all Egypt, upon the people, animal, and trees." So Moses held out his hand, and the Lord sent thunder and hail and lightning. It was terrible beyond description. Never in all the history of Egypt had there been a storm like that. All Egypt laid in ruins. Everything left in the field, men, animals alike, was killed, and the trees were shattered, and the crops were destroyed. The only spot in all of Egypt without hail that day was the land of Goshen, where the people of Israel lived. Then Pharaoh sent for Moses and Aaron. "I finally see my fault," he confessed. "Jehovah is right, and I and my people have been wrong all along. Beg God to end this terrible thunder and hail, and I will let you go at once." "All right," Moses replied. "As soon as I have left the city, I will spread out my hands to the Lord, and the thunder and hail will stop. This will prove to you that the earth is controlled by Jehovah. But as for you and your official, I know that even yet you will not obey him. All the flax and the barley were knocked down and destroyed, for the barley was ripe and the flax was in bloom. But the wheat and the emmer was not destroyed, for they were not yet out of the ground." So Moses left Pharaoh and went out of the city and lifted his hands up to heaven to the Lord, and the thunder and the hail stopped, and the rain ceased pouring down. When Pharaoh saw this, he and his officials sinned yet more by their stubborn refusal to do what they had promised. So Pharaoh refused to let the people leave again, just as the Lord had predicted to Moses. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, thank you for that, Loretta. The reading of Exodus 9, 13 through 18. I will do a roll call. We didn't have any new callers to join. Myself, Angela. We have Loretta, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Dot, Kira, Sister Shirley, Mom and Dad, and Auntie Janice. Did I miss anyone? Okay. Go ahead and jump into our program review. Please bow your heads for the opening prayer. Holy Spirit, we come to you. Holy Spirit, guide us through. Holy Spirit, we know you in a humble way. Teach us to kneel and pray. Holy Spirit, guide our path. Holy Spirit, rescue everyone of the common wrath. Holy Spirit, teach us wisdom. Holy Spirit, may we be forgiven. Holy Spirit, give us courage. We shall not be discouraged. Holy Spirit, come into our heart. We shall never depart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Go ahead with the open response in this. Okay, that should be Mom and Auntie Betty. I'll fill in for. Loretta, will you fill in for Auntie Betty?
She's here.
Okay. I didn't call her.
I'm sorry. I didn't catch that, but she's online.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
Open the responder reading.
Forgetting the former things.
Ever living Lord, you said, "Behold, I will create new heaven and a new earth.
The former thing will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind.
Past trouble will be forgotten and hidden from our eyes.
We will surely forget our trouble, recalling it only as water gone by.
We will not call to mind the former things or ponder things of the past.
Oh, Lord, you will do something new. Now it will spring forth. Amen.
Amen.
All righty, we're going to go ahead into our lesson, the kingdom of God. More often than not, Jesus put his lessons in the form of parables, short stories that illustrate some moral or spiritual truth. This is Matthew 13:13-15. This is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. You will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For this people's heart has become callous. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I will heal them.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I do the bowl.
Yes. Bowl and you Shirley the other.
Okay. Parable of the sower. Jesus tells of a farmer planting his seed. We can visualize a farmer with a seed bag over his shoulder, grabbing handfuls of seed and cast it out over the land. Some of the seed fell on fertile ground, but other seed fell in places where it could not grow well. Seed that fell on the rocky or stony areas reaped a pit. Those people who receive the message of the kingdom of God with joy, but do not have the courage to persevere through trouble, peer pressure, or persecution. The seed that fell among the stones repossessed. Those people who hear the message of the kingdom of God, but who let the worries of life and the lure of wealth be more important in their lives. The seed that fell on the ground, on the good ground, repossessed. Those people who hear the message of the kingdom of God, understand it, and put it into action. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise God.
And the parable of the pearl, Matthew 13:45-46. Jesus compared the kingdom of God to a pearl because the kingdom, like a pearl, is a great valuable. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And in the parable of the hidden treasure, find the reading in Matthew 13:44, Jesus compared the kingdom of God to a treasure hidden in a field because the kingdom is worth more than all of man's possessions. Amen.
Amen.
In the parable of the wheat and the weeds, in Matthew 13:24-30 and 37-43, Jesus tells the story of a farmer who planted a wheat field. In the night, an enemy came and planted weeds to try to take over the field and spoil the crop. The farmer's servant wanted to pull the weeds, but the farmer said, "No, let them grow together until the harvest." Number one, the farmer represented Jesus. Two, the enemy represented the devil. Three, the point of the parable of the mustard seed, like a tiny mustard seed that grows into a huge tree, the kingdom will always grow large. Number four, Jesus compares the kingdom of God to yeast of leaven. Like yeast in dough, the kingdom will grow from a tiny beginning to encompass the entire world. Amen.
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 The Lord.
In the parable of the bread man in Matthew 13:47-50, Jesus tells of a fisherman who let down his net and caught all the kinds of fish, good and bad. The bad fish represent the weakest. Amen.
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 Thank you, everyone, for those words. And I would like to turn it over to Loretta for the sick and shut-in.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless Daddy Verna, Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, Jessica Smith, Rochelle Bessler, Angela Burns, Ms. Wanda, Tally, Cheryl, LaTanya, Tony, Malachi, DeMarcus, Sedaria, Charles and Val, the Moody family, Vicki Hussman, the Rossiter family, Carlos and the Wells family, Aveline, Earlene, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Marianne, Brian, Uncle Dave, Uncle Champ, Uncle Oliver, Jerry and Terry, Angela Burns, Janet Williams, Eddie Tipman, the Norris family, Valerie Crockett, Janet Williams, Ruth Edwards, Mary Ann and Mary Lowe, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we love you because you hear and answer our prayers, because you bend down and listen, for we will pray as long as we have breath. Father God, we ask that you wash our sick and shut-ins in the blood of Jesus, for there is power in the blood. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Father God, we know that all things are possible with you. Father God, we ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, let everyone say, Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta. Now we will talk about birthdays for the week of November the 9th through the 15th. Do we have any birthdays during that time?
Yeah, DeMario.
What day is that?
The 10th. It'll be Monday, I think.
Tomorrow.
Yes,
tomorrow. Adriana, okay. And I have a Shanna on the 15th.
I have Joe Nathan the 14th.
Nathan?
Yes, 14th.
And I have to go back and add Stan in. His was on the 7th.
Oh. Okay. I have a Michael on the 14th.
Oh, yes, Michael.
Okay.
On the 14th.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of birthdays. Mother, will you do us the honors and recognize him and sing happy birthday? No.
May.
What is
you both
right
the same
birthday?
What did she write down last week?
Zero.
That's funny. That doesn't surprise anyone.
Are y'all talking about me?
Yes, ma'am. Well, you both the same, May.
Oh, boy. Okay, I couldn't hear. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear children. Happy birthday to you and many more.
Thank you for that, Mom.
I get over here.
Oh my God!
So much, oh, right.
Okay. Happy birthday!
Thank you, Mother.
Amen.
All righty, let's go ahead and get into all these good blessings and praises and testimonies that everyone would like to share today. We would like to start with Loretta.
You want me to go first? I'm still laughing.
Okay, bye-bye.
I'm sorry, can you repeat? Huh?
Do you want me to skip you?
Oh, no, let me get mine in. Oh, my somebody. Oh, here we go. It says, I'll be coming out of the Daily Bread. Title is Never Let Down. Sometimes we may feel that Jesus let us down. We trust him to be there with us through the ups and downs of life. However, when life takes a turn and leaves us with bumps and bruises, it may feel as if he has walked away, leaving our lives to come painfully crashing down. But Limitation 3 reminds us that the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. And that God is faithful to the end, even when everything seems to be falling apart. This means that in the midst of our pain, even though we may be lonely, we are not alone. And though we may not feel his presence, he is there and our trusted companion, who would never walk away and let us down. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Christ.
Amen. Thank you for that, Lord.
Christ.
What are you going to read?
Okay. Can you carry? Want to carry? Can you hear me?
I can't hear you.
Auntie Carrie?
Oh, I passed. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I passed.
No. Okay. Auntie
God? Yeah, I'm going to read a shout prayer.
Okay.
Oh, Lord, let our participation and worship together strengthen us, our ability to live faithfully, inspired by your holiness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Hello.
Praise God.
Thank you for that, Auntie God. Ms. Carrie, would you like to say anything?
Oh, yes. I would like to read two things.
Amen.
Be kind and love to each other. Forgiven. Forgive each other. Just as God forgave you in Christ. Dear God, I really messed up big this time, and Mom said just enough. I'm sorry. Please forgive me, Lord. This growing up is tough. Amen.
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 I'm
wrestling the spirit tonight. Amen.
All right.
Yeah.
Amen. Going up is tough.
Okay. For that, Mrs. Kira. Sister Shirley?
I'll
pass. Okay. Well, I'm going next. And I'm reading on a spirit-led woman. It's a prayer focus. Father, we agree with the testimony of your word and your spirit that is right, good, and pleasing to bestow mercy and forgiveness to those who have hurt us. Help us to guard our hearts and not enter into judgment or bitterness. Thank you for your mighty strength and enabling power to obey you in all things. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Mother, would you go next?
Okay, I'll say Lord of the Dance.
Amen.
I dance in the morning when the world begun, and I dance in the moon and the stars and the sun, and I came back from heaven and dance on earth. FF3, how my head, my bird. Dancing wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, says he. I lead you all wherever you may be. I lead you all in the dance, says he. I dance for the scribe and the Pharisee, but they would not dance and they would not follow me. I dance for the fishermen, James and John. They came to me and the dance went on. Dancing wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the dance, says he. I lead you all wherever you may be. I lead you all in dance, says he. I dance on the Sabbath when I cursed a lamb. The holy people said it was a shame. They whipped and they stripped and they hung me high. They left me there on the cross to die. Dancing wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the dance, says he. I lead you all wherever you may be. I lead you all in the dance, says he. I dance on the Friday, yes, with the sky turned black. It's hard to dance with the devil on your back, babe. There in my body, and I thought I was gone, but I am the dance, I still go on. Dancing wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the dance, says he. I lead you all wherever you may be. I lead you all in the dance, says he. They cut me down and I leaped up high. I am the light that I never, never die. I live in you if you live in me. I am the Lord of the dance, says he. Dancing wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, says he. I lead you all wherever you may be. I lead you all in the dance, says he.
Amen.
God.
Aretha.
Thank you for that, Mother. Nice treat. Okay. Dad, Fox, would you like to say anything this evening?
Yes, I think I read and Jesus answering said, a three man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance I came down to certain priest. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked at him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, and bound up his wound, pouring oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now are these 3 things that were neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And the 37th voice says, and he said, he that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do thy likewise. So he was saying that like we got neighbor around and us around, and it was next door neighbor, we call neighbor neighbor, but in a way, the one that has compassion and help you do things doesn't help you. Like, might be far away. Yeah, far away, but he's your neighbor if he help you when you want it, need help. And the Good Samaritan, now, that's a preacher, he came by and went on the other side. And the deacon, he came by, he went on the other side. Pay by on the other side, but the mayor stopped and helped him because he had compassion on him.
Amen. Thank you for that talk. All right, Auntie Janet.
I would like to share from devotional by Sarah Young. It says, cast all your cares on me, for I'm watching over you. I am actually a very good catcher. So throw me your cares, your anxieties, and your concerns with abandon. As soon as you release those worrisome things, you can breathe a sigh of relief and refresh yourself in my loving presence. It doesn't matter if you have to do this many times each day, and sometimes during the night too. I'm always awake, ready to catch your cares and bear your burdens. Because I'm infinitely powerful, bearing your burdens do not weigh me down at all. In fact, I enjoy this game of catch very much because I see your load becoming lighter and your face becoming brighter. No matter how much you throw at me, I never miss. So refuse to let your worries weigh you down. Remember that I am with you, ready to help with whatever you are facing. Instead of mulling over your problems, look to me lightheartedly and say, catch Jesus. Then fling your cares into my strong, waiting hand. Cast all your care upon me, for I care for you. Amen.
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 Thank you, Auntie Janet. Okay, Auntie Betty?
Yes, I'm going to read from the Worker. Jesus commands us to tell the world about God's love. In the book of Matthew, chapter 28:18-20, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. Acts 1:8, that you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witness, both and even to the remote part of the earth. Just before the ascension back to heaven to be with his Father, to prepare for his second coming, the command known as the Great Commission was given. Jesus had spent 3 years in public ministry, selecting and preparing his disciples to continue his work after his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension. He taught them how to live righteous and faithful lives, how to love and serve him and others, how to study, meditate, and hide his word in their heart, how to fast, pray, and forgive. He was mocked, falsely accused, tried and found guilty of crime he did not commit. He was crucified and buried, but was resurrected on the third day. He appeared to his disciples several times. He blessed them and proclaimed the theme scripture, our eternal care. Yes, he commanded us to continue his work and made a promise to be with us always. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Auntie Freddie. Before we go to our next section, is there anything else anyone would like to share with the group?
Yes, I have a praise report I need to share.
Yeah.
My oldest daughter, Jerita, gave birth to my second granddaughter, who is now 5 days old, born November 4th, at 8 pounds. And her name is Morgan. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
November 4th.
And I did that only because I just assumed you forgot.
Laughing at mom.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. Well, let's go ahead. And Loretta, actually, let me go ahead and turn it over to you to do next week for us. And then we'll come back to the rest of the
week. You want me to go ahead and sign parts?
Yes, ma'am.
That's what you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. We're on page 4, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Sister Shirley. The bold under the open responses reading, remembering and rejoicing, Sister Shirley and Auntie Dot.
Okay.
The lesson, Adam and Eve, the Garden of Eden. Angela, you would not be here, am I correct?
Correct.
Okay. So, Mom and Auntie Janet, Mom, you do the italic. Auntie Janet, do the bold. The serpent, Auntie Betty. Okay, Auntie Carrie. God no, was anger.
I don't think I'll be here next week, so will you give it to somebody else?
Okay, I'll go back to Sister Shirley.
All right.
God was angry.
All right.
I'll do the lesson. And Kira, do you want a part?
Yes.
Okay. You can do the bold, the questions down at the bottom. You do the question. And how
yes.
about Auntie Dot do the answers? You do the italic. How about
okay.
that?
All right.
Okay. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Let's see. Auntie Betty, you want to do the birthday song? Did I get everyone? I'm going through this pretty fast. Auntie Betty, you want to do the birthday song?
Yes.
Okay, and Mom, you do the bowl and the responsive reading of the closing, and Dad, you do the italic. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, did
Amen.
That cover everyone? Did everyone have parts? And,
yes.
and Auntie Carrie, if you're here, I can give you my part.
Okay.
So if you're here, you're going to do the lesson.
Okay.
Okay, I think that took care of everyone.
Amen.
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 All righty. Thank you, Loretta. Okay, we have the responsive reading for the closing for myself and Pop. And Pop, so I'll do the bold. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Matthew 6:9. This, then, is how you should pray.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise God.
If there is anything else, I will go ahead and do the closing prayer. If you would please bow your heads. Father, we acknowledge your presence within us and your lordship over every task and endeavor. Make us more sensitive to the wooing of the Spirit than ever before. Throughout our day, may we turn our hearts towards you. Compel us to a place of greater surrender and enable us to walk with you, God, in closer worship, fellowship. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Praise God.
Amen.
Okay. Everyone have a blessed week.
Amen.
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 We love you all.
Love y'all too. Congratulations on your new baby.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. If Mom know how to send y'all a picture, she can send it through her phone if she know what she's doing. All right, dear Mom.
I'm impressed.
Share your pictures. Yeah, thank you.
I don't know how to do that.
Huh?
I don't know how to send the pictures.
I'll
call you.
Okay, Angela says she'll give you a class.
I'll call you.
Okay.
All right, everyone all right. Have a blessed week. We love you all.
Love you all.
Till next time.
All right.
All righty. Everybody
good
have
night.
A blessed night.
Good night.
Thank you too.
Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.
You know what you'll be reading later.